In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
As you know, I'm called your bridge priest. So I looked up Merriam-Webster to get the definition of bridge. We give two definitions. First, a structure carrying a pathway or roadway over a depression or obstacle, such as a river. Second, a time, place, or means of connection or transition. The second meaning maybe explains the term bridge priest, namely a priest who is a connection or transition between your former rector, Mark Eddington, and the time when you welcome a priest in charge. I am your bridge priest for a few Sundays in February, then in a couple weeks, the Reverend Nancy Gosling will be your bridge priest, and if needed, I'll return in March to serve as bridge priest again. Actually, many of you are bridge people during this time of transition, especially your wardens and vestry, who provide the essential leadership to guide your parish as you move forward in ministry. Today's scripture readings shine light on what it means to be bridge people during this time of transition. In today's first reading, Isaiah says, "Woe is me, I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips." I don't think that the wardens or vestry feel that they live among a people of unclean lips. But in the coming weeks, they will feel the burden of this time of change. That's normal. In the midst of his turmoil, Isaiah envisions a seraph angel holding a red-hot coal and a pair of tongs, touching his mouth with the hot coal and saying, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." What a powerful image. Even scary. Then Isaiah hears the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" And Isaiah answered, "Here I am, send me." Even though he feels unworthy and unprepared, Isaiah feels purified with the burning coal and sent forth to serve. Well, there are no seraph angels to put hot coals on our mouths this morning. Maybe thank God for that. Yes. But we do have the Holy Spirit who came to the disciples in tongues of fire on the first Pentecost. This Holy Spirit is given to us in baptism, and the Holy Spirit is our strong protector who is always with us to give us strength and courage. In the Epistle to the Corinthians, Paul says, "I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and God's grace toward me has not been in vain." Like Isaiah, Paul is aware of his weakness. If he relies on his own strength, he accomplishes nothing. But when he relies on God, he can do tremendous things. And in the coming weeks, your lay leaders will do tremendous things guiding this parish to the next stage of your life together. Like Isaiah and St. Paul, they will receive the grace and the wisdom that they need. There's another bridge person that I'd like to mention today, Fred Rogers. How many of you saw that documentary film of Mr. Rogers? really tremendous. If you get a chance, try to see it. Ordained a Presbyterian minister, Rogers was displeased with the way television addressed children. He began to write and perform in local Pittsburgh area shows for youth. In 1968, his show was distributed nationwide. Over the course of three decades, Rogers became a television icon of children's entertainment and education. His TV show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, did much to bridge the gap between people of different races, religions, and economic backgrounds. Mr. Rogers said, "We live in a world in which we need to share responsibility. It's easy to say, it's not my child, not my community, not my world, not my problem. But then there are those who see the need and respond. I consider those people my heroes." As a bridge person, sensing the importance of transitions, Rogers said, "Often when you think you're at the end of something, you're at the beginning of something else." How true. We are at the end of Mark's time with us here at St. John's, but the beginning of the next stage of your life as a parish. In today's gospel reading from Luke, Jesus tells Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answers, "Master, we've worked all night long, but we've caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats, so they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This amazing gospel story seems perfect as a description of where you are as bridge people between what was in the past and what will come in the future. Like Simon and the other disciples, you are asked to push this boat called St. John's Church out into the deep water of uncertainty and change. We push away from shore, not knowing for sure what lies ahead of us, but we do it because Jesus tells us to trust in him. And Jesus will be in the boat. Jesus will be in the boat called St. John's Church. Jesus tells us to trust in him. We are not alone. He will lead us to a bountiful catch of fish. It's a wonderful challenge. The gospel doesn't say this, but don't you think they had a lot of fun in that fishing boat? It was a joyous experience catching all those fish. Maybe even more joyous than the New England Patriots on their duck boats parading in downtown Boston on Tuesday this past week. I sense joy here at St. John's. You are a people who know how to celebrate. Yes, there are challenges ahead. There is uncertainty. But there is also joy, and that is the way it should be and will be in the coming weeks. Like Isaiah with the seraph angel in the burning coal. Like St. Paul, who calls himself the least of the apostles. And like Simon and the other fishermen, we will have moments of trepidation, confusion, anxiety, and fear. This is to be expected. However, God's message to us is clear. Do not fear. I am with you. Cast your boat out into the deep. Together, we will bring in a bountiful catch. Amen.
Amen. Amen.